Now, here we are, Friday morning, and all set for a bit of, well, it's, I was going to say a bit of Nevin, which is what it is, in fairness. Nevin, you're welcome, my friend. Good to have
morning.
You. Somebody was on, talking to, somebody was, get an email or text something the other day, and they were talking about desserts, and I know you're doing a dessert today, and they were talking about a thing called, Spotted Dick, apparently, was very popular.
It was. Been a long time since I tasted it.
Yeah.
And, it's a classic, isn't it? A British pudding, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a lot longer again before you go over it again. But apparently, when things were good, they got more sultanas in it. Is that right?
Yeah.
They added sultanas in when they had a few bob.
That is true.
It seems to. I only think I had it once and I wasn't mad about it now.
It'd be very heavy.
Heavy and stodgy.
Ah, it would be. Yeah, it would be.
It'd be kind of something to fill you up if you didn't have enough dinner.
Exactly. Exactly. You know.
Didn't like it. But anyway, that's enough of that.
I'll try and get your recipe.
No, please, really, I'm absolutely fine. You know me, sit in the corner with my dainty creme brulee.
Of course, you'd be happy.
But now you're going to do some sort of a pudding. What are you going to do?
Yeah, we're
going to
do a rhubarb, and it's like a custard pie with a butter crumble. So rhubarb is in season. It's great value. So many people are growing their own rhubarb, and it's just fantastic. You know, I remember...
Hang on, you are...
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
we were discussing
this when we were up with you.
Oh, absolutely, with the polytunnels and all. And Kevin is looking after them. I have to say a good morning to him.
Does he come out
with
the polytunnel at all? Is he living in it?
He sleeps there 24/7, but he listens to you every morning. And I want to say hello to him. And Kevin, keep up the great work. Hope you have some rhubarb when you get back home.
Say hello to
the
rhubarb.
He's a great fella. But I remember when we closed the restaurant, Marty, Mum always grew rhubarb and Dad. And it's a thing that grows every year. And just there's nothing nicer than it. It's such great value and beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, acidic, slightly sweet, slightly sour. I love it. So I do.
It's fantastic.
So Marty, first of all, we talked through a couple of different stages of this. First of all, I'm not giving you a recipe. I have 350 grams of sweet shortcrust pastry.
Good luck.
No, for sure. But you're in good form this morning. I like it. So sweet shortcrust pastry. I've given you lots of sweet shortcrust pastry on other recipes. So your listeners are going to have to go online and look that up. But what you do is you pre-bake, you pre-line a bacon flan tin, okay?
Yes.
And it's just a 9-inch or 24 centimetres fluted flan tin. And what you do is pre-bake it until it's golden brown with bacon beans. We spoke about that before. What I'm more interested in is telling people, or your listeners, excuse me, how to roast off the rhubarb and make the lovely kind of custard topping and the crumble. So Marty, with the rhubarb in a pan, you cut into bite-sized pieces, and then in a frying pan you get, with the recipe here that I have, is just 100 grams of caster sugar. All right?
Yeah.
And you put a little bit of butter into that and root ginger. Rhubarb and ginger is just a most wonderful combination you can get. And what you're going to do is just simply pan fry that. So you warm up the pan until the sugar dissolves, a little bit of butter. You're making like a caramel. And then what you're going to do is just simply roast off your rhubarb for about maybe 6-7 minutes until it's lovely, soft and caramelized and golden brown. Then take that off. It's not fully cooked. It's still a little bit of a bite.
Okay.
Okay. So then what I want you to do is your pastry, which is pre-cooked. So when you're pre-cooking pastry, Marty, bacon beans are a great investment. They're not expensive. They're only a couple of euro. Any good kitchenware shop will have them. They're like a ceramic little bean. And, you know, you can use coffee beans, kidney beans, that kind of thing. But the bacon beans, you have a more even distribution of heat. And then what I like to do is cover it with tin foil into the oven, 180, 190. Every oven is different until it's golden brown. It takes about 20 minutes. And it depends on how thick you roll the pastry. So you have that done. You have your rhubarb done. Now, the next thing what you do is you make up your custard. And it's really, really simple. It's two egg yolks and one large egg. So try to use the quality assured Irish eggs. And then 1 tablespoon of plain flour. And also we've cream in that. So what you're kind of making is a very quick and simple, what we call a creme patisserie, 250 grams of cream. It's all mixed together. Now, you can add different flavours into that. For example, you can add a little bit of ground ginger. You can add vanilla extract into that. So just experiment
at home. That's a lot of, yeah.
Yeah, I would always add a vanilla pod, but you know me and vanilla, we're best buddies.
Because
you have the flavour from the ginger. So what you do, Marty,
is there no danger here of too many flavours?
I think not with vanilla, to be honest with you.
Right.
But the ginger is the star of the show. It works extremely well.
It's amazing.
And it's the root ginger, and it's been a while since I said it, but the tip when you buy root ginger, so many people buy it, leave it in their fridge, forget about it. Get it, peel it, wrap it in cling film into the freezer, take it out as you want to. Don't forget to take the cling film off. I know you wouldn't, Marty, when you're grating it onto that rhubarb. That's right. That's a really good tip.
So, ginger's an attractive looking thing, isn't it?
It is fantastic. Very good for digestion. Very good for a sore throat.
I believe.
Absolutely amazing. And works extremely well with the rhubarb. So we got a little bit sidetracked. Sorry about that. About ginger. Yep. So we have our pre-baked pastry case, and that's sugar pastry. Your rhubarb goes on top of that. And then with your eggs and your egg yolk, your flour and your cream mixture, mix that all together. Pour that over your actual your actual rhubarb. Now that goes into the oven, Marty. So we've turned the temperature up to 200, gas mark 6. And then what you do is you simply bake that off for approximately 15, 20 minutes. It won't take long. It's not a deep mixture. And okay. Then the last thing is the topping. This is where the fun is.
Yeah.
So it's equal quantities melted butter, 50 grams of melted butter, 50 grams of demerara, which is a light brown sugar. You mix that all together in the pan, and 50 grams of porridge oats. Now I use flavins and I eat porridge every single morning. Connor and Lucia love their porridge.
My mother swears
so
by it.
We always have porridge.
She's 125, oats. You know. She swears by it. She loves it.
She's an amazing woman.
She is, yeah. And every morning. And she just, anyway.
It's not incredible.
It has nothing to do with the pudding, but I'm just saying it.
So, Marty, what do you do then?
We don't have shares in it, in case anybody thinks we do.
But we all have porridge oats, you know, at home, because yeah. It's one of these wonder foods.
And
this is interesting. We spoke about the ground ginger maybe in the custard. This is where the half a teaspoonful of ground ginger comes in. So you have ginger in the rhubarb, which you've roasted in the pan or caramelised in the pan, and then you have it in the topping. So it's a very simple, crunchy topping. You have your butter, your sugar, equal quantities. Warm that up. Stir in your porridge oats. A little bit of some ground ginger, and then what you do, Marty, on your cooked custard, sprinkle that over the actual kind of lightly set custard. That goes back into the oven for about 10-15 minutes, just literally to caramelise the oats. And you would not believe the texture of this. You'll have the pastry, you'll have the rhubarb, you'll have the custard, and then the crunchy oats on top. Amazing.
Lovely. Lovely.
Serve it whipped cream or a little bit of custard or ice cream or all three if you want.
Are you a custard or cream, man?
Ah, do you know what? I take both. If it's a good custard, if it's a good homemade creme anglaise, absolutely. It's hard
really?
To beat. It's hard to beat.
I'm the other way.
Are you?
Oh, cream. Devil. If there's anything
we have the best cream in the world. We're so lucky.
We do, don't we?
Oh my God, nothing beats it.
There's nowhere.
Nothing beats it. Nothing beats it.
The cream tastes the same.
No,
nowhere.
Me too. I agree.
It is. It's quite phenomenal. Yeah. And it's funny, with respect to all the brands out there, almost without exception, they're all fine.
Oh, they're excellent.
As long as they're from here.
It's just the quality of the farmers that are producing it to be through for your milk.
Yeah, good point.
And very interesting. Just a very quick story on cream. Just on my last Home Chef programme, Leah Leinster, the chef that I worked with in Luxembourg, the only woman to win the best cook in the world,
she
came over and visited me probably about 7-8 years ago, and the one thing she commented on was the quality, the flavour of her milk or cream and her butter. She never tasted anything like it, and to me there's no greater recommendation than that.
No.
So keep up the great work. To all the farming and dairy industry, you're something else.
Absolutely.
To be proud of.
And God bless the grass.
God bless them.
God bless the grass as well.
Enjoy your pudding.
I will. My cream and your custard.
And enjoy your weekend.
You betcha, you too.
God bless.
God bless you. Thanks a million. You're very good. Just a reminder, it's a rhubarb and custard pie with butter crumble, and a reminder that it is available on the RT Lyric FM website, and you'll find Nevin in there and all the rest of these. But that's our bit of pudding time.